Well, the state has gone through a lot of change, both economically, obviously, some of the challenges with unemployment and the recent economic recession, as well as politically. And the Treasurer's Office is really an underpinning of the finances of the state, and I think it's important to have continuity and stability in the office. More specifically, we just took over the state health plan, which is a large plan, 665,000 members, so one of the largest health plans in the country. And programs like that, you don't sort of, you know, get it in working order overnight. We've made a number of changes, but the time frame for this position require, you know, years of work, and I would like to continue both on the investment side, on the state health plan, and others, the work that we started in our first 4 years.
You just said that you were going to make some changes. What exactly are these changes that you're going to make?
Well, so for the state health plan, we really need to invest more in wellness and prevention and have incentives for folks to take more accountability for their own health. And I think the board and I believe that that will have both better health outcomes for the members of the plan, but also have good financial impacts on the plan in that if people are more accountable and healthier, you know, the plan is less expensive. So we have a number of initiatives that we'll be taking to the General Assembly this coming year. They still fund the health plan, but we will be proposing.
Now, what do you believe makes you right for this position?
I have a background in finance. I was a securities analyst doing stock research reports, so buy, sell, hold research on public stocks. I also worked for some time with a private equity firm, and I have an MBA, and I have served in this office for 4 years, as well as having served in the General Assembly, so I understand the workings of state government and how you get things done. I also served as a city councilor in Raleigh, and this office, as you may know, also oversees local government finances, so I also have a sort of hands-on perspective from some of the financial challenges that happen at a local level.
What are some of the big issues that you think are present in the race for treasurer this year?
Job growth and economic growth and recovery are certainly central to, you know, any position in statewide government. In the treasurer's office, we've created what we call an innovation fund that invests in high-growth companies here in North Carolina. The overall goal for that is to make a return for the pension, but we also hope that there are collateral benefits in job growth and new industries here in the state. One just brief success story there is we invested in a manufacturing facility in the foothills of North Carolina. With the money we invested, they were able to get, you know, a large new contract and have a third shift and added over 100 new jobs. So that's a big area. Another is just financial stability. The Treasurer's Office interfaces with the bond rating agencies. So we are one of 8 states to have AAA bond ratings from all 3 rating houses. That's important because it means we have lower taxes, lower interest rates. We can more easily engage in infrastructure projects, that sort of thing. And maintaining that requires me working as sort of a fiscal advisor with the General Assembly, the governor, et cetera. So that's another important just the stability of finances. And then retirement security and health access to the large benefit programs we run. You know, just having money in retirement is a big challenge for Americans overall. We run the 9th largest pension plan in the country. We are the 2nd best funded and one of the top performing plans in the country. But even so, you know, there are challenges ahead, and you know, we have a lot of work to do just on how we change the investments, how we address you know, managing that money in a very low interest rate environment. So more work to do there. And then we've talked about the health plan and trying to retain access to doctors and health care for many of the working families here in the state. So those are some of the big issues.